Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Riker. And let's take a look at the text messaging here. You know, I love seeing text messages from, there's this one Looney Tune, I should say. I love getting text messages. They're like, I'm never listening to you ever again. And then they keep texting in. Oh, thank you for your support. There's another story I wanted to get to in California, because they watched Kamala Harris, Senator, Democrat from California, make this promise. Remember back when Rush Limbaugh did the Baraka Clause is Coming to Town song? Oh, man, was that funny. It was around Christmas, and his point was after Barack Obama was reelected in 2012, it was you can't beat Santa Claus. So if you want to just keep giving things away over and over and over again, if you want to be Baraka Claus, it's very difficult to run up against someone that's going to give you everything you ever wanted for free because the government can hand it out to you. At least that was the appearance that he was giving. So what happens? He gets reelected, and today it seems like that playbook is getting dusted off as Kamala Harris, Senator, says that she wants to introduce a nationwide plan for basic universal basic income. So America, this is the plan that will never go through and will never actually work and is actually a terrible idea, but it's a good way to get people to vote for you. Why? Because it's hard to beat Santa Claus. American families making less than 100 grand a year would be eligible for what her plan says is a monthly tax credit up to $500. Individuals making less than 50 would be eligible for up to 3,000 a year. So 250 a month, so half that. This is what she says in a press statement. And you know that she's going to run for president. Americans are working harder than ever, but stagnant wages mean they can't keep up with cost of living increases. According to Harris's office, recipients would receive that money in an either monthly or annually basis. And even if, for whatever reason, they decide that, oh boy, we're going to get enough support. And let's say for whatever reason, she runs for president. And then next time this comes around, there could be more Democratic senators. And who knows, maybe they can get past the filibuster with 60 Democrat votes. Then maybe there's a chance for this, but it's not actually something. So like, let's say during the next presidential election that she actually wins. Still, unless there's a big, like a giant change in the Senate, let's say, I don't know. So this blue wave hits and then a bunch of Republican senators start to resign and there's special elections or something. Again, this is such a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. But let's say it did. The universal basic income idea has been kicked around over and over and over again. Other countries have tried it and have failed. Individual cities have tried it. There's a place over in California as well. Stockton, the mayor there, has a young city mayor, Michael Tubbs. He wants to try this in the city and basically select people at random. Let me tell you how these studies have gone overseas, because there was other countries that wanted to do this. They said, oh, this will be great. We're going to study it. We're going to take money. We're going to pick, you know, 1,000 people at random, and we'll give them $200 a month. They can do whatever they want. They don't have to report to the government. They don't have to spend it anyway. They can just spend it however they want. So they started giving this money out in hopes that people would have more freedom to do the things they want to do and eventually better their lives. Well, you want to guess what happened? Number one, the money for the study ran out before they can come to a conclusion, of a real conclusion. But what they were able to gather as part of this study was that, no, people's lives actually did not get better. Just handing $200 a month, or in this case, $250 a month, or $500 a month, or whatever it is, didn't actually improve your life. In fact, it didn't give you any extra freedom over anything else. And that wasn't a way to try to say, well, the wages are stagnant. This is how we're going to help American families. I would much rather see proposals in place that let you keep the money you have earned by working. And that's where tax credits and tax rates dropping come into play. I would much rather see you being the person you are, going out there and working, being able to say, Uncle Sam took less of my money in. I think that you being able to keep the money you earned is a much better plan than saying, just here, we're just going to give money out to anyone, even if you've never earned a dollar. So we'll take some of your calls on this. This universal basic income, it's such a pipe dream, but I think any person that's smart enough knows that the only reason this is being brought up is not because it's a actual proposal she wants to see come through, because she knows this is the way to get people to vote for her. This Hillary Clinton experiment didn't work. People stayed away because they thought Hillary was a shoo-in. Now they're kicking themselves, regretting not giving it a try, starting the fundraising early or whatever it was. There was so little interest on the Democrat side because how dare they cross a Clinton? Now it's a, you know, anyone could go at it. It's a free-for-all, man, for the Democrats. And you're going to see anyone bringing up anything they can that you think would give them an advantage. And part of that is, hey, it's hard to beat Santa Claus that worked with President Obama. Who knows? It may work with the Kamala Harris. I'm going to take some of your calls on this coming up next. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Greg, hold on. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
And now, another moment of Ryan Recker getting old.
I got to get up to get this button pushed. Greg, what's going on?
Good evening, Mr. Recker.
Man, I am sore. I am really sore from working on Friday. I'm just, it's a sign I'm getting old.
Oh, my goodness. And you had a very tough hour. A lot of heavy news out there. And, well, I'm sorry to say, I'm going to have to lay something else down on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's past 12 midnight. You're a day older.
Yeah, I know. One day older. Man.
I'm perpetually 31.
You're what? Professionally?
No, perpetually 31.
Oh, perpetually. So I thought you said professionally on the job. Whatever it may be. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I used to be able to just work all day and then come home and feel fine the next day. Not anymore. I'm soft. Getting behind the microphone and sitting in a chair and talking, mostly staying on computers. Figure that out. I mean, I have trained myself to be soft over all of these years and being in radio.
You're a George Jetson there pushing those buttons.
I am a George Jetson. Other than the flying car and the robot at home and things. But the kids aren't grown up yet. So once my kid gets older, I'm sure he'll be like the kids, just asking for money all the time.
That's always the case and always will be.
Do Jetsons actually have currency, or did they use like a digital, like a credit card deal? Do you know? I can't remember. I think they actually had.
I think the wife took the money, came home, and
first thing,
he was on that trolley thing, you know, and was meeting everybody, and I think she took the money right away.
Yeah, they had physical money, so that's something that they predicted incorrectly. You know, that physical currency will probably go away by the time we have flying cars as we get up to there. I don't think so. How'd your weekend go, Greg?
Well, it's going better now since you're on the air and I can listen to you. How's that for a compliment?
It is a compliment. Thanks for doing that. Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you were doing the insulation, did you wear gloves and a mask?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I wore gloves and a mask.
Very smart gentleman.
Whole time. Yeah. And I didn't come in contact with it a lot, even though we were working in real close proximity from it. And for the most part, my attic is not that dusty. When you had the lights up there, you didn't see a lot of dust floating around, which was impressive. But I also had the measuring tape. I only had like 2 inches of insulation up there. 2 inches of insulation.
Well, I have another question for you. How many times did you get introduced to those roofing nails?
Oh, a bunch of times. There was a few times the father-in-law said he thought he heard a pop every time he bumped his head on one, like his skin was popping. And he's bald, so you can see all the marks where he hit the roofing nails. He had like three or four on the top of my head. I still have one that's in the back. I know I hit pretty good. Now, I am good on my tetanus, so I got a shot probably in 2013. So I feel pretty good about that.
Well, you're set.
Yeah.
Now, you have a great evening, sir, or a great good morning.
I will. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Take care.
Bye. I got to reach over that button. Ugh. Why has everything got to hurt? Why? Why does everything got to hurt? I got some pretty good food stories for you. You know, Kevin Killeen's talking about the Crown Candy deal in the top of the hour news. And he's right with this. If I were working, if I had a business and I had a building, and every time the power went out, it was blowing something. What do you want? Is there a possibility that you can put more surge protectors in or breakers that pop every time there's a bust in the power? Like every time the power goes out, it shouldn't be blowing all your equipment out, right? Unless there's a power surge. But if the power just goes out, how does that break a machine? Man, that's what I don't understand. The owner of the iconic Crown Candy Kitchen hinted at a move out of St. Louis on Saturday, angered by what he called shoddy infrastructure in the city's north side, with power outages costing him money. Now, I understand that. When the power's out, very difficult for you to make money. Or if you have, let's say, a big deep freezer where you keep ice cream and the power goes out and the ice cream melts and you lose inventory, plus all the customers that are inside. Only once was I in a building eating dinner when the power went out. Only once. This was back in Indiana. I was at a Mexican restaurant. My wife and I went. This is before our son was born. It was the day I sold my pickup truck, and I bought my SUV, and we said, okay, let's just go out to dinner. Why not? Made a couple bucks on the truck. So we went out, and the power popped off. I didn't even like the food. My wife loves Mexican restaurants. I just don't. And they put the cilantro stuff, and I'm one of those people that if you put cilantro in it, it tastes like bleach. It tastes like cleaning product. It's like I'm eating something that's been sprayed with Windex. My wife thinks it's great. Like, some people are sensitive to it like that. Small portion of the population. I'm one of them. And I'm eating this. I'm like, doesn't yours taste like there's cleaning product in it? Like someone sprayed the Windex on it? She's like, no, of course not. I'm like, here, try my food real quick. No, it tastes fine. Then I later found out that's something that they put into their food that made it taste that way. So we go to pay, and they're like, oh, all our equipment's down. So you can't pay by credit card. If you want, we'll write your credit card number down and charge it when the power comes back up. And I said, yeah, right. So you're going to write down my credit card number for anyone to take along with them. You're joking. They're like, uh-huh, how else are you going to pay? Like, you're lucky I just sold a truck. I got cash on me. Normally I wouldn't. But the last thing I would do is trust the people to do the honest thing inside of this restaurant. Oh yeah, just write my credit card. Keep it laying around in case you ever need it. Go ahead. Get something nice for yourself too. No thanks. And that's the only time I've ever been in a restaurant where the power goes out. So Andy is the owner of the Crown Candy. And this is what he tweeted out on the 20th, just a couple nights ago. Well, day and a half ago, really. Beyond frustrated with this situation in North City and the apparent shoddy infrastructure that we have up here, almost like we are not that important. Sadly, I'm stuck in this crappy position. Hurts my stomach thinking about having to relocate to the county. But, so apparently we had another, okay, so then they go on to say, apparently we had another power outage, and this time it fried my soda fountain compressor, which cost upwards of $5,000 to replace, possibly compounding the thousands I've lost from previous ones. Wondering if I can hold Ameren, Missouri accountable for any of this. They tag Ameren, Missouri into it. That's what I don't get. Can someone help me that works on electrical? So if the power goes out, can it fry a compressor without there being a power surge? And then again, if there was a power surge, couldn't you protect it with some surge protectors? Or wouldn't the breaker pop if there was a surge? That's what I'm wondering. Normally, that's how I thought it, unless the building itself has some really old electrical and they haven't upgraded it yet. I'm just trying to think at my house. I understand when you have a power outage, if there's a surge, it can knock one of your computers off. But a lot of these modern electronics have their own fuses and things built into their power cords, like a lot of these modern computers do. But even then, some of them, you plug them into a surge protector, and it's supposed to help with that sort of thing. If anyone knows, 314-436-7900. So he's on vacation in Mexico. Said the fourth power outage since April or May, he told the Post-Dispatch on the phone. The threat to move out of the city was not just a remark made on Twitter. He's actually considering it, which I would too. If I'm finding that I'm having to pay out a lot, you might as well go to a place that's more consistent and they can't fix the problem. Here's the part that frustrates me about it, and I'm sure this frustrates him a lot about it too. So he's saying that he's met with people from Ameren, and they keep coming over and they keep saying, oh, no, no, we'll fix it, we'll fix it, we'll fix it. Of course it goes on even further than that. It says, as of right now, I'd like to say no when it comes to moving out. External forces beyond my control might force my hand. I have to take a serious look at what's going on in my world. I run a pretty tight ship. I'm cash poor and chocolate rich as we prepare for the holidays. Yeah, so if you got a lot of sweets and things that need to be refrigerated and then you have no power and all of it goes, all your inventory getting ready for the holidays goes, man, that's a major loss. The most recent power issue knocked out the compressor to the main case holding ice cream for Sunday's malts and other shakes. I should go over there and volunteer to eat as much as possible. They had DVD for security cameras destroyed, costing more than $1,000 to replace. Power outages are happening during business hours, forces customers to be turned away. We're serving as much as we can before the ice cream goes soft. He said Ameren had promised to fix the problem, but clearly have not. Says, at one point, vice president came in, shook my hand and said, we're going to take care of it. We've got a top crew coming in here and we'll get the problem solved. Well, that seemed to go nowhere. Well, if the problem's not solved, then why is this still happening, right? The problem is not solved. They did not solve the problem. The problem is not solved. Yeah, they didn't get to sing this song.
Problem solved. Hmm.
The problem is solved.
No, it's not. Not it's solved. Yeah. I knew I held on to that one clip for one reason. I put that in the system July of 2017, and I saved onto it just in case I can play it one more time. And now is the time. Over a year later. Let's see, what else do I have in here? Oh, I got this one saved too. This is, I think I talked about some of the shows my kid enjoys, which is this one, the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Hot dog, the problem's not solved. And the electricity's still going out and blowing up stuff. Bum, 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 bum. Let's see, what else did I put in here?
It's the Muppet Show with our special guest star, Miss Ruth Buzzy.
That's a great theme song. I don't think my kid's ever seen a Muppet Show. He'd love it. Bum, bum, bum. What else we got here?
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high.
This is on PBS? They're bringing it back with a new host. Why aren't they bringing the original host back? There's some legal dispute with him and being able to use that naming right. I thought he was going to try to reboot it.
Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow.
Never got into that. Man, I don't know any kid growing up that watched PBS. I only watched it for a couple of different shows, like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. But they had that's quality programming. I should have got into that. Oh, here we go.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm is out of order, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
I must be tired. Get completely sidetracked. I try to play a drop and then go through the library of what songs were saved in the archive. For whatever reason, a year ago. Hopefully Crown Candy figures it out. Hopefully they get this problem fixed. It's kind of lousy if you keep blowing compressors because the city, or at least Ameren, can't get it fixed in a timely fashion. Pretty lousy indeed, so I understand his frustrations. I need to make it out there. Is Crown Candy the one that does the BLT? Real big BLT? Man, I got to try that. This morning, we got the in-laws in town, cooked up 2 pounds of bacon. I said, it's all you can eat bacon time. Mm-mm-mm. The only reason I do that is because if I only cook up 1 pound of bacon, then I find myself almost like I have to limit my bacon intake, and I don't want to do that. You know, my own home, I want to eat as much bacon as I can, but I got to be polite, make sure everyone else gets pieces. So, okay, everyone gets it, so I'm only allowed 2 pieces. Nope, that's why I cook up 2 pounds of bacon. Anything you can eat. Then my wife comes out, you cooked all the bacon up? It's America, isn't it? It's KMOX. Yes, Overnight America, we continue. We continue our path of craziness here on a Sunday night. Because why not? I just had to take a picture of Mr. Gary. Them Yo People was on. I love Them Yo People. I think Mr. Gary is great. He is one of the treasures, personalities of St. Louis. He really is a treasure when it comes to personalities. I get to see him every Sunday night and a Monday morning. Well, it is 12:35. The show just went off the air, but I do enjoy it. Have you ever taken a food challenge? You sat down and said, you know, I can do that. Most restaurants have some sort of food challenge. Eat this entire pizza with your buddies and you win $100. There was a story I heard on the radio. It was funny because it was a radio show host out of California. Very popular talk show host, Tim Conway Jr. He's one of my favorite talk show hosts. I listened to him for years. And he was talking about a buddy that was going cross country and stopped here in St. Louis. Producer Ben may know which place this is because I think we talked about it in the past. But the person went in to a pizza shop, big dude, real big dude, sits down and says, well, I'll take the large pizza. You know, what's on the wall? I'll take the large pizza. They bring it out to him. The dude eats it all himself. And then the manager comes out and hands him a check for $100. He goes, wait, what's this all about? He goes, well, you did the pizza challenge. So you just did the pizza challenge. You did it all. You ate it. You win $100. And he said, that's when his friend realized he has to make lifestyle changes. He can't keep living like this. He eats the challenge off the wall casually without knowing what it was. And that got him onto his whole different path on life. His stop here in St. Louis. Has anyone, seriously, have you ever taken one of those challenges? I don't care if you succeeded or not. I want to know what it was like. What did you do? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. What pizza place was that, Producer Ben? Pointer's Pizza in Maplewood? Okay, Pointer's Pizza. He sits down and the Pointer-saurus eats it all himself. Change that, and that's enough to get you to wake up if you were having issues and you wanted to make some lifestyle changes. Just sit down and eat one of those in one sitting on accident. So there's two of these. One guy, he's part of the 400 Club for Skyline Chili Coney's. I've been to Skyline. Some people really like them. I lived in Northeast Indiana. They have a really popular Coney place, Coney Island, I guess. But there's a lot of different places called Coney Island, but they got their own version. And it was really good. Their Coney dogs were great. There was a place I went to that I just absolutely adored. It was my pickled egg guy. The guy would pickle things, but he made killer, killer chili dogs. And I used to eat them all the time. Just loved it. Get the Macedonian special from Bill. And then I would get chili dogs every once in a while, too, if I wanted to take it to go and enjoy it. But he made a great chili. Now, Skyline Chili is really good. I enjoy Skyline Chili. I just don't go out of my way for it. So I know some people, it's kind of like Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Well, they'll travel long distances to go get the Skyline Chili. I'm not like that. But if it's around, you know, I'll stop and eat it. I like it. Skyline Chili is known. It's really popular in the Cincinnati area. When I was living in Ohio, when we would drive down for the Reds games, we'd always get Skyline Chili. If we go to a Columbus Blue Jackets game, if we drove to Columbus, they would serve them in the stadium, so you can get the Skyline Chili right there too, which was kind of a cool thing to do. Skyline Chili is, think of a hot dog, chili dog or whatever, and they put a ton of cheese on top, shredded yellow cheese. I don't want to say it's, I don't exactly know if it's a blend or not, but that's what it looks like. They just get it all on top. And this is what his challenge was. He's from Harrison, Ohio. His name's Ben, 32 years old, loves Skyline Chili, and he wanted to do the challenge. So most people on New Year's Eve, they say, I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to run a marathon. I'm going to better myself. I'm going to spend less time on the computer. I'm going to read 10 books. I'm going to read 30 books this year. I'm going to spend more time with my kids. I'm going to work more in the yard. This guy says, I'm going to eat 400 hot dogs this year. He says, I'm going to eat 400 chili dogs. And he already accomplished it. It's October and he's already done it. So it's not even close. He ate his 400th chili dog last Thursday. It started with the food challenge on New Year's Day. His friends wanted him to eat an entire party sub, but he couldn't get it done. So they said, you know what? You know what would be a great, great New Year's resolution? 400 conies in 2018. So he said he would always eat at least 4 conies at a time, sometimes more, which is pretty easy. I had coney dog for dinner tonight. Yeah. Well, with the kids' birthday party this weekend, we had hot dogs because it's kids and we did a baseball theme. So we had, of course, hot dogs were involved with it. But we had for the adults if they wanted to put a little chili sauce on top and we had the shredded cheese too. We got so many hot dogs left. I'm going to be eating hot dogs every day this week. So if one day I show up and I'm out of breath because I ate so many hot dogs, you'll know why. But I'm sure the folks at Harrison Skyline that work the drive-thru would be able to pick out my voice in the lineup, he said. 4 cheese conies, no onions, no mustard, he laughed. Said, I think I could be on my 1,000th coney, and it would be just as delicious as the first. So he didn't get sick of them after some. I'm like that with pizza. Pizza's so universal. I think I can eat pizza every day of my life and not get sick of it. Unless it was a really low quality pizza, meaning like reheating frozen pizza, which I just can't do. Anytime there's a frozen pizza, it's like if you don't eat it in one sitting, I end up losing it because I just don't like the leftovers. Now, any other pizza place, I'm fine with it. But I can eat pizza every day. I don't know if I can eat conies every day, let alone 4 conies every day and survive to tell the tale. Mark calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan. Hey, I remember back here in the early part of the spring, I told you I was going to try that pizza challenge.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
We failed miserably.
Oh, no. Did you try it solo?
No. At that time, you could have one person with you.
Yeah.
But you had to have like three. You had to have 6 items on there. I think it's like 3 meats and 3 vegetables.
Uh-huh.
We failed, man. We failed.
So bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Last year, for my 49th birthday, my wife and I went to New York. And I took a ghost pepper challenge. It was ghost pepper wings. All you had to do, it was only 6 of them, Ryan.
You thought, oh, I got this in the bag. I can eat 6 wings?
Yeah, because I love spicy foods and stuff. And, you know, and I think spicy foods kind of speeds up the metabolism. So I was like, you know, hey, babe, let's try this. She's like, no, don't try it. I'm not going to try it. I said, well, I'll do it. I got probably maybe 2.5 wings, man, and I tell you what, I was done. I was done for the whole entire. I had the worst case of heartburn.
Oh, I bet.
That you could ever imagine.
Heartburn is where it starts. You know, I don't want to know how it ended. Now you're probably it's probably so hot by the time you couldn't open your eyes. Your wife had to walk you out like you were blind.
Right, and then you had to, you know, that they made you lick your fingers and stuff, and you could drink milk after the fact. And I'm gonna tell you. After I ate the first one, I was like, this is pretty bad. But, you know, and all you got was a picture taken. That was my first time in New York. I said, I'm going to do something wild and crazy.
Yeah.
You get a picture and a T-shirt.
Ruin your trip.
and basically did, because we was only there for 3 nights and 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And for one whole day, I couldn't do nothing but, like, take Rolaids and gas eggs and stuff like that.
You know,
that's the stupidest thing I ever did.
Yeah, they say one of the advantages of that is you'll know exactly how long it takes to digest something in your system because you'll know exactly when it's coming out. So you'll know how long it takes something to cycle out.
Well, the thing about it, Ryan, stuff cycles through me pretty fast. That's what made it bad because, like I say, I ate the first one and it was like, man, I don't know. But people was like, yeah, come on. It's like 10 people there. Oh, you can do it. You from out of town, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I got through that second one, and I was just done, man. I was just hot. My nose, it was just a mess.
Water.
I looked like a fool.
I want to go back to that Pointer's Pizza. What percentage of that pizza did you get through?
We probably got through maybe 40. 10%.
Maybe not even half of the pizza with a buddy?
Not even half of the pizza. And pizza person.
Oh, Mark.
This pizza was huge. This was like 10 pounds of pizza, man.
10 pounds of pizza. You have to Kobayashi it. Yeah, you're going to be dipping the pizza in water to try to get it down your throat. How much time did you take up on the clock before you gave up?
Probably maybe 20 minutes or something.
Oh, and then,
I think you had to pay like $50 to get in it, but then I think you won. I want to say the prize was $500.
I want to try this sometime. I really do.
That's a lot of pizza, man.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to try it. I would feel better knowing I would at least tried it once in my life. All right, hey, thank you so much for calling in, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Ghost Pepper Challenge sounds terrible. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We got, from Ohio a call. We got to do that right after the break. I got in Michigan, Mally Sports Bar in Southgate. I've actually been there a couple of times. They have a challenge there, too, I want to tell you about coming up on Overnight America KMOX. Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. And welcome back. Except if the way you want it is in large quantities, then it's not how you want it. It's how they want you to eat it. And that works, too. In Ohio, Harold calling in. Hey, what's going on, Harold?
Hey, in Amarillo, Texas, they have a steakhouse out there. That they advertise a 72-ounce steak.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Have you tried that?
No, I'm not brave enough for that.
What's that old John Candy movie where he eats a big steak? I was just watching that the other day. It was like John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, and they go out camping, or they're like in a cabin somewhere. It's not Uncle Buck. Great Outdoors? I think it's Great Outdoors. Okay. So John Candy sits down, and it's one of those food-eating challenges. It's the old 76er, where he's got to eat a 76-ounce steak. Now, John Candy's a pretty big dude, so it's believable that he might be able to put that down. But he gets all the way to the end, eats everything except for the fat or whatever, the gristle, and can't do it. 72-ounce steak. So, Harold, you got to live on the edge. You should go do it.
No.
You can eat...
I used to drive truck.
Yeah.
And we would go through Amarillo once in a while. We would stop there. Uh-huh. And they had a deal where you eat a 72-ounce steak and all the trimmings and at least one drink.
Yeah.
And in an hour. And they would give it to you.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, it was about $60.
Wow, $60. If you're on vacation and you got the money, that might be fun to try. You know what? This is how it would play out, Harold. Are you married?
No.
Oh, let me tell you how it would play out with my wife. So we would go out to dinner, and we don't know exactly what we're going to do. We've gone on to different cities before. Like, the last trip we went to was to Chicago last year when I went to the Radio Hall of Fame thing. And then we were just kind of playing around in the city. But that one night we got there, the first night after we were going through the city, we sit down for dinner and we're like, do we want to do anything else? We ended up going back to the hotel room and watching Stranger Things on Netflix until it was out of our queue. And that's all we wanted to do. It's like, okay, we did everything. We walked around all day. We don't want to go out all night. So this would be like a gift for my wife. Essentially, I would try to eat a 72-ounce steak, fail, be full, so full, I'll look at my wife and say, honey, we're just going to have to go back to the hotel room. That, to her, would be like the greatest night. Me out of the way. She doesn't have to bother with me. I'll just pass out, and then she can do whatever she wants. Perfect night for the wife. Hey, Harold, thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir.
I like that. The old 76er. Get a 72-ounce steak. There's probably a lot of food challenges around. We got a text message from Josh, who said, check out this dude, Randy Santel. He's from St. Peter's, but I looked him up on Twitter, and he says he's from Springfield, Missouri, a professional eater. And I guess he travels around and does food challenges. I like it. I've always wanted to do the hot wing thing. I'm terrible with hot, spicy foods. But you know what the strange thing is? Like, I really don't like spicy foods. But whenever there is a spicy food that I eat, other people, they'll go like, oh, that's really hot. And it doesn't affect me. Maybe it's because I just don't eat spicy foods. So I'm thinking, if I can just like never eat spicy foods, go in and just eat it, and my body will go into shock after I'm done as opposed to through it because I'm not used to it, that might put me at a clear advantage. Now, I know Homer Simpson ate one of those super hot spicy peppers in an episode, and in order to get it down his throat because it was so hot, he lined his tongue with wax. So he had a candle. He just poured the candle wax onto his tongue. That way it didn't touch his tongue, and he just basically put the pepper in his mouth and it would go straight to his stomach. Now, eventually he started hallucinating, and you know, things got crazy from there because he was still digesting it, but still he wasn't tasting how hot it was. Just the thought of spicy wings. There's this one YouTuber that will do these spicy wing challenges with celebrities. They'll come in, he'll interview them while they're eating spicy wings. It's called First We Feast. Really good interview series. The guy's a great interviewer. You know, there's another challenge in Michigan at Mally's Sports Bar and Grill. I've been there a bunch of times. It's a giant 1,800-pound hamburger. 1,800 pounds. No, not 180. 1,800-pound hamburger. It's the world's largest commercially sold burger. You got to order it ahead of time. It's unclear how many people it takes to actually eat this thing. 1,800 pounds of burger. Don't worry, there's no way you can finish this thing. And once you order it ahead of time, I'm looking at it, the thing is humongous. It costs $9,000. Not even worth it. I'd rather spend $60 on a steak I can't finish. And I'd rather shove down spicy peppers down my throat before I spend $9,000 on a giant hamburger. Because I think it'd only be good for so long. It's not going to be good forever. Like, are you going to freeze it? Like your wedding leftovers? Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of food left over that people didn't eat, so we're going to freeze it and eventually eat it. You don't do that for a burger. What are you going to do? Just chop it up into little mini burgers? $9,000. It sounds like for $9,000, you can buy individual quarter pounders with cheese for cheaper than that. Probably I should do the math. $1,800. Certified largest commercially available burger. If you got any food challenges, I'd like to hear from you. This could be fun. We could take some more of your calls at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I only got one more food thing. This is so stupid. I lumped this in because it was food related. PETA put out a press release. This is a little bit old, but people are starting to recirculate this. I see it online pop up every once in a while. KMOV put this up on their website over the weekend, but you know, it's kind of an older story. But apparently if you drink milk, PETA says you're a white supremacist. isn't that the challenge? Every time you drink milk, you have to fight off your racism. Isn't that hard? Everyone listening right now that's white? Oh man, I have to, every time I drink milk, it's like I just get these racism tendencies. Yikes. Now, no one said that. You know, tell me that's not laughable. Thanks a lot for the joke, PETA. Wow, challenges indeed. Coming up in the next hour, we'll do a little Tell Me Something Good, a couple of good stories to share with you. And I also have a story about a Sears catalog home that's still standing. Did you know Sears used to sell homes out of their catalog? Man, those Sears catalogs were awesome. My grandma used to always get them, and it was just fun. You go to grandma's house, you thumb through the catalog, you find some toys and things, and gives you ideas of what you can ask your parents for Christmas. I thought it was fun, at least, but I didn't know you can order homes. And a St. Louis bride out thousands of dollars after a photographer didn't show up. That one drive you absolutely crazy. You're already a little on the edge going through wedding time, so I can only imagine. It's coming up next, Overnight America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.